Nursery rhymes and fairy tales are a great and time-honoured way to expand a child's language, but they do also tend to contain quite traditional gender roles. Think of Cinderella, Jack and the Beanstalk, Polly put the kettle on. What if you were to reverse the genders of those characters? If Cinderella didn't have to be transformed and rescued by a prince? If Jill climbed the beanstalk? Or if it wasn't Polly but Paul who put the kettle on? Well, one playgroup program is using music and song to flip gender typecasts. It's called Girls and Boys Come Out to Play, and it's a collaboration between Playgroup Victoria and Drummond Street Services. This is a community service organisation in Melbourne. Here's what one parent had to say about the program after a playgroup session in the regional centre of Wodonga.
One family stereotype that I might change after today's session is that I will allow my son to be more free to express his feelings, whether they're sadness or anger or frustration.
Well, one of the people behind Girls and Boys Come Out to Play is Helen Rimmington. Helen, what role do you reckon nursery rhymes and fairy tales play in shaping ways of thinking about gender from a young age?
I think we'd be surprised at what we remember from when we're very small. And because we're not aware of what's, you know, normal in society at that time, we have to gather all our information from what we see at home and the little bits and pieces that we might have seen when I was little on Sesame Street or Play School or something like that. And playgroups are a fantastic platform for just questioning a few of these well-worn kind of stereotypes that mums are the nurturers and they're the ones that stay home and do the cooking and dads go out and they're the main breadwinners, etc. And those stereotypes aren't really helpful for us as a society. So things like nursery rhymes and stories and what they see on TV is a huge influence on little ones.
And yet, Helen, it seems to me that children all by themselves are very interested in gender, in you know, deciding things about what boys do and what girls do from a very young age, yeah? So they want to understand the world in a gendered way.
Yeah, that's true. But we also follow them around going, good boy, good girl. And research is showing us that it's common for us to encourage our boys to be brave and take risks, and it's okay for them to be really boisterous, and probably more common for us to tell girls to be careful and be good. And we discourage the risk taking, and that's not helpful. So yes, they're really interested in it and they talk about it all the time. But we don't realise the degree to which we as parents and grandparents influence that.
Well, let's meet Amanda Testrow. She's a preschool educator and musician, and she's written and performs the music for Girls and Boys Come Out to Play. Amanda, what are the songs you've written for this playgroup about?
Well, I think the big hit of the show is I Love Being Me, which basically is just saying it's okay to be however I am, whether I'm a boy or a girl, whether my hair's straight or curly, whether I can walk or crawl. So there's that one, which is, and that's a rap, so of course that goes off. There's also, we do a song about the family at home is made up of a father who's there with his two children and the mother's out at work. She's actually a doctor at the hospital, and lo and behold, they go to the beach and the son has an accident and they have to go and visit mum at the hospital to make everything better. So there's a song about that, and we have visuals that go with it as well. So even for the children that aren't verbal, they might be able to look at those visuals and say, oh, there's dad. Mum's not there. And then when we get to the hospital, mum is there and we have a patient that's a boy and a girl. We get a girl up who can be a doctor. And so there's lots of incidental messages going across. So there's a different song for each part of the program. And lyrically, I've tried to work in as much as I can about shared gender roles.
Well, let's hear from another parent from the Wodonga playgroup session, what they had to say.
I'm the income earner in my house. And my husband stays at home with our two-year-old boy and our other three boys are at school. And so he does a lot of the meal preparation, you know, he's looking after the toddler. And so we're having those conversations with people every day about it's not just men's work or women's work. It's the work of a family, and yeah, so we're having lots of those conversations with the outside world, so it's beautiful to see a performance that really supports those conversations too.
Well, now, Amanda, that there's the reality of you know, a modern day family, and that's sort of reflected in the lyrics you talked about for the song that you mentioned.
So you could say that's preaching to the converted, but I don't think that is really, because I think it is so unrepresented in so many areas. And I think that's one of the things that that particular playgroup were really thrilled about, that there were so many elements of their lives and their racial makeup that was actually displayed either visually or lyrically throughout the session. So I know that they all felt really thrilled that they were actually represented.
Helen, what's the key then to making a topic like gender stereotyping accessible for young children beyond what Amanda said? Because, you know,
yes,
it
absolutely
sounds like the sort of thing you do, you know, in university.
That's right. And because we were funded by the Office of Prevention and Women's Equality, they're interested in our bigger problem, which is family violence in Australia. We know that. But sort of statewide, we know that one of the big drivers is gender inequality. And the challenge was, how do we make the whole issue of gender fun, when actually it makes people feel quite defensive and prickly at times? And so that's why I went to Hullabaloo Music, found Amanda and said, we've got to make this serious topic fun. And so I think it's about saying that boys can be nurturing and soft and put up their hand and say, I need help, and express their feelings, and girls can be assertive and step forward and say, I did that and I'm really proud of it, and the other way around. So when you take that human rights kind of approach to it, and you also allow for the kids who go, well, I don't know whether I want to be a boy or a girl, I'm kind of somewhere in the middle, and we go, that's all right too. When we do that, then it becomes a lot more fun and optimistic, rather than get rid of the stereotypes.
Well, Amanda, what do you reckon the level of understanding of these young children singing your fun songs is then about gender, gender difference, gender equality?
So obviously the babies and the 2-year-olds and the 2.5-year-olds, they wouldn't be non-verbal, but they're not going to really grasp those abstract ideas. And that's where the visuals play a really important part. And this is also, because we're rolling this out with playgroups, this is also a message to the parents as well. So for the really young children, hopefully the parent that's tweaked something in the parents, and they will maybe take some of that home with them. I read a really fantastic article recently, or interesting article, which said research shows that when couples or caregivers equally share the rearing of their children, including household duties, their relationships by and large last longer. Mm. So it really is that simple.
Well, Helen, how are parents responding? I mean, we heard from a couple of mums who are clearly happy, but are others concerned that this is introducing a kind of political correctness into the kids' playgroup?
Well, sometimes when I talk to people about what we do, they might say that, aren't the kids a bit young to be worrying about that? And then we start talking about, if you had twins, if you had a daughter and a son, would you want them both to have equal opportunities in life? And they go, well, of course I would. And I said, well, that starts from when they're really tiny. And so we were worried we'd get a little bit of backlash, but actually once you start singing and dancing and playing musical instruments, people just loosen up and they go, well, maybe I shouldn't assign chores at home on the basis of gender, and maybe I don't need to take them into the girls' or the boys' aisle at Kmart. You know, maybe we can make this a little bit more sort of fluid and equal. So we've been really lucky. The only question that I've had is really from lovely grandparents who come in and go, weren't we banging on about this in the 60s and 70s? Are you still at it? And I said, yep, still got a pay gap, still got issues for men around mental health and not being able to seek help and those sorts of things. So until we have achieved that, I think we've still got work to do.
This is Life Matters with Helen Rimmington, who's the Special Projects Officer at Drummond Street Services in Melbourne, and Amanda Testrow, who's a preschool educator and musician. And together they're involved in a collaboration with Playgroup Victoria that's using music and songs where gender is dealt with in a quite different way. Gender and diversity, I think, quite different way to your traditional kids' nursery rhymes, for example. So, Amanda, what's your response to those who might say that this program is politicising playgroups, you know, that learning about gender shouldn't be happening with preschoolers?
I don't even know how it could be, how they could say that it's politicising it. If being respectful to each other at home, if treating each other as equals is politicising this whole thing, I don't understand it. I mean, it really doesn't have to be, that wording doesn't even have to be used. It's just about respectful relationships. And I think, I mean, we did have a comment, somebody said, oh, these children haven't even had a visit from the tooth fairy yet and you're exposing them to these ideas. I would like to think that everybody at home, when their children are born, that they demonstrate respectful relationships to each other in front of their child, because we know that modelling is the most effective way.
So what's the dynamic that you maybe see happening with parents or with grandparents who might not be too sure about your sessions to begin with, but maybe, you know, warm up?
Well, at most of our sessions, we actually, I start talking about, after doing a couple of songs, I talk about the makeup of the family that's there, and I also talk about how there's all different sorts of families. And as we know, there are all different sorts of families in Australia. So I talk about there being sometimes a mum and a dad, or just a mum, or just a dad, or an auntie, or a grandmother, or two mums, or two dads. Now, I've said that at every session we've done, except for one, and they asked me not to, because I always usually ask beforehand, and there hasn't been a ripple.
Well, you mentioned that one of the songs is called It's Okay to Be Me, and that me, as I take it from what you said, is whoever that me is, and that me may be a young child who's not sure what gender they are.
Absolutely.
I mean, is that emerging in the quite young children?
We had this 2 weeks ago at a session where there was a young boy who was born a girl and had always identified as a boy. The mother was nearly in tears at the end. She couldn't believe that something like a seemingly mainstream program was going to reflect their family makeup.
Well, let's hear from that mum, because this was in the program that you did in Wodonga recently.
My eldest child is actually born a girl that wants to be a boy. So my husband and I, we have gone out and bought all boys' clothes and wanted a boy's haircut. So we went and got him a boy's haircut. He chose whatever he wanted. He changed his name. My husband and I, we've accepted it and want all boys' toys, which I hate labelling. And I have a much happier child who is a boy now.
So that's the mother of a young child in a country town, the child who maybe wouldn't have easy access to others with similar experience. Amanda, pronouns are a very basic way that we use to delineate gender, you know, he, she, his, her. How important or tricky are pronouns?
Well, I'm old school. I'm old. I'm ancient. So for me, I'm still tripping up with that. I'm still learning. I don't do non-gender specific pronouns in the program. It's pretty much, so I don't say they, unless I'm talking about a group of children. I haven't really gone down that gender assignment role as far as pronouns go.
Helen, in a nutshell then, what do you reckon is the key to teaching young children, I guess, respect around gender, not only for themselves, but those around them, especially when it does come to difference?
Well, I think we just suggest that it would be great if we could teach our kids to be a bit critical and question some of the assumptions and the stereotypes. So why can't boys wear pink? And we'll sort of have that little chat and someone will yell out, I like pink, I like yellow. We go, fantastic. Is it okay for girls to like trucks and machinery? Of course it is. And people say, what about my daughter? She really wants to be a princess and will only wear pastel colours. And we go, that's fine, as long as she has a choice. So it's about developing a critical eye, not just accepting what people say. We've had a few boys with long hair and they've said, oh, people say I should get my hair cut and I look like a girl. And some kids say, you know, people tell me I should be more ladylike. And we talk about how they cope with that. And they might say, we don't believe that stuff, and just give them a smile and that's the end of it. We don't have to be defensive. We don't have to be angry. This is just a new way of thinking about things. So gender doesn't have to be a really prickly topic. It can be a freeing topic and a fun topic.
And as far as being respectful towards each other, that's really at the bottom of it. It's saying it's you can be however you want to be and you will still be respected. That's what we're trying to get across.
And Amanda Testro is a musician and preschool educator. Helen Rimmington is the Special Projects Officer at Drummond Street Services, and they head up this playgroup program in Victoria called Girls and Boys Come Out to Play in association with Playgroup Victoria. Amanda and Helen, thank you. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
And this is Life Matters. I'm Amanda Smith.